This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us from The Hague is the BBC's David Loyn, who's covering delegates from more than 70 countries are there to discuss Afghan reconstruction. And David, it seems that the big headline here is that the United States has suddenly decided to step out in front on the Afghan policy that was sort of reiterated by the Obama administration last Friday, and declare that this is an American operation in Afghanistan, not really something that requires NATO cover to the extent that it did under the Bush administration. Yes?
Well, I think that's one way of looking at it. It's certainly Americanizing the operation, but no, I think the United States is still looking for significant NATO support. They're not looking for more troops, though. They're looking for civilian support on the ground and money to go into the aid program with a real awareness. And speaker after speaker here at The Hague has talked about the failure of aid programs over the last 7 years since the Taliban fell in Afghanistan, the aid effectiveness not working. The president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, said, people come to these international conferences and pay lip service to giving us money in an effective way, but it never happens. And I think the real message for America from Secretary of State Clinton was that this is the long game. America is really committing itself to Afghanistan for some time. She quoted an Afghan proverb saying, patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. So, i.e., there could be cost in the short term, but in the long term, it's a game worth playing from her point of view.
Is there patience to deal with Iran at this conference? And the role of Iran is really one of the big mysteries and unveilings that we may see at this meeting.
Well, do you know, Hillary Clinton arrived quite early at the conference this morning, and just 5 minutes later, Mehdi Akhundzadeh, the Iranian deputy foreign minister, arrived. Neither said whether they had met in the corridors of this conference, but I'd be surprised if there weren't some contact between the delegations, the first really at this level for 30 years since contacts were broken off, of course, when the Ayatollah Khomeini took over Iran in 1979. And effectively took Americans hostage in the embassy there. So there is a real sense that if they don't get Iran, Iranian involvement, Russian involvement, Pakistan, China, India, all of the regional neighbors and the big Central Asian republics to the north of Afghanistan, then the country cannot be stable. But the challenge to America is that many of those countries don't agree with each other on much, and they certainly don't have goodwill towards everything in Afghanistan or towards America. So there's a huge amount of diplomacy to go if this policy is to work.
And, I mean, but it is the case that this is the first time getting all of the regional neighbors bordering Afghanistan to cooperate has even really been tried since 9/11.
It seems extraordinary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But there was this great wave of international support for America after 9/11, but I think a lot of that was dissipated in the way that President Bush framed the agenda. We heard intriguingly from Secretary of State Clinton on her way over here that the words "war on terror" will not pass her lips. She said the absence of these words surely says all that we need to say. They're not now talking about a war on terror. They're talking about a far more imperial project, in a sense, for America, a nation-building project in Afghanistan.
Well, quickly, David, you've got a big book coming out in Afghanistan here in the States. Any chance you'll need to rewrite it based on this meeting?
I've tried to get it as up-to-date as possible. It goes back over the last 200 years of history in Afghanistan, but certainly the last few years have kept me writing right up to the wire on it.
All right. BBC's David Loyn in The Hague covering the Afghanistan conference that opens with 70 countries there today. Thank you, David.